This is KUT. Last year, the Housing Authority of the City of Austin announced an ambitious plan to renovate its 18 public housing properties. But the announcement worried some residents. They wondered if they eventually would be able to come back to their homes and about where they would live during construction. KUT's Saida Hassan brings us an update of how the transition is going.
The improvements are part of a program called RAD, the Rental Assistance Demonstration Program. It provides federal funding that the city's housing authority can use to complete repairs. The first property that the agency renovated was Manchac Village. It's a 33-unit apartment complex in South Austin. Resident Lisa Martinez shows me around the two-bedroom apartment she lives in with her four kids.
Like I was saying, in the kitchen, we have the dishwasher, which is really nice. And then the new cabinets are dark wood. Everything came out pretty good. The garbage disposal is right here. Ooh, it works. The microwave.
Martinez is thrilled about the upgrades, but she says she's one of the lucky ones. The repairs on her unit were done within about 3 weeks. In the meantime, she lived in an apartment just across the hall. She could see construction crews working on her apartment from the window. Other residents have had to move to a different property altogether. The Housing Authority says the goal is to have people back in their homes within about 60 days. But for more extensive renovations, the wait could be up to 18 months.
A lot of people don't like change, especially the elderly people that live here. They've been here so long and everything's the way they have been. You're doing it for years.
The Housing Authority is rolling out improvements at more than 1,800 apartments in all. Residents who qualify to live in public housing pay about 30% of their income toward rent. They can also take advantage of job training and assistance programs. But that also means that some of the biggest decisions about their lives, like going through a remodel, are made by other people. Housing Authority President Michael Gerber says he understands that can make people nervous.
I think that one of the things that's been really important to us is making sure that we can keep residents as close as we can to their existing site or to where they want to be, if that's close to where they have health care, where they're close to, you know, their kids' schools.
Gerber says all residents have the right to remain in public housing and move back to their original properties, though maybe to a different unit. That's because the Housing Authority is also adding capacity to some buildings, in some cases hundreds more units. But to try and make this transition smoother, Gerber formed what he calls a tenant protection team. The group includes housing advocate Ruby Roa. She met me at Lisa Martinez's apartment.
My job is to make sure that none of the families fall through the cracks.
Roa has been working to help residents navigate their temporary relocation. Some of the most common questions she gets are, where am I going to get my mail? Or how will this affect my utility bill? She says the rollout of renovations hasn't been perfect, but she's working to address people's concerns on a case-by-case basis. Saida Hassan, KUT News.